exploring lower range with the voice guy. For this step in the intermediate warm-up series, we'll be working our way down through your range, warming up the middle of your voice down to the depths. As always, you should work with gentle ease in this exploration, not pushing or forcing your voice as you work your way down. At the heart of this step is a gentle, sliding sigh. If you don't have much experience with voice work, I'd like to say first, you'll need to take an extra step here and visit the Sighing Down page for instructions on how to breathe and sigh from your core rather than from your chest. So if you haven't done that, go find the Sighing Down page. It's an essential bit of information, and if you don't have it, go off now and come back when you've done it, okay? Now, if you're ready to sigh from your core, let's begin with that sigh. The idea here is to warm up with a downward sigh. Starting with a place somewhere around the middle of your range. We're going to work along to a recorded track that I've made of a high note dropping down to a note, an octave below, and that'll give us the two notes we're going to slide between. This might be a bit of a challenge for you. Maybe the first note is a little bit high. If it is, just wait until we get to the pitch that works for you. Okay? Here we go. We're going to start with a hum. Now that's not beautiful singing. That's not the idea. The idea here is to work through your range in the speaking quality of your voice. Now it's possible that you don't often go that high with your voice, but it's important that we warm up the full range of our voice's possibilities so that if you need to, you can go up into that area. Now that we've hummed our way through, and you've probably felt the bones of your face vibrating as we did it, we're going to work onto an open sound on ha. We're going to follow those pitches again. Here we go. That last note, I just let it grumble a little bit. So you may be feeling that this is dropping down a little bit too low for you. That's also a possibility. And if that's the case, just allow yourself to stop when you get to the bottom of your range. Slide down as far as you can and then grumble around on your bottom note. There's nothing wrong with that. The last version we're going to do is on hey. So instead of ha, we're going to do hey. Okay, so I'll get those pitches queued up and we'll do the hey slides with a relaxed jaw, focused attention, focused on the feeling of vibration in your voice, in your body. Here we go. Breathe. Hey. Great. So we've worked our way through humming first and then haing next and finally haying through our range. Now, my voice feels much better having done this. I feel like I have access to kind of the higher part of my range as well as down into the lower notes. So take your time, work your way through it. Finally, three last points from the blog post. Our goal isn't lovely singing. The goal is to feel your way through the sounds, so you're vibrating the sound as best you can. You want to feel the sound in your face, in your throat, and as we go lower, into your chest. As you slide downward, you should feel the sensation of the vibration moving downward too, so you can feel those sensations in your chest, in your bones. It's great if you can think of this as an additive process, trying to maintain the sensation you have in your face as the vibrations grow in the lower part of your body. Next, if you're new to this, you may need to go slower than I just went along with that recording. And if that's the case, you might have to pause and just do it on your own. Use those pitches as a way to get a sense of it, and then do it on your own. Find the starting place and then slide roughly through an octave and work your way down through your range until you get down to the lowest note you feel comfortable with. The point is to make it smooth, not jumpy or uneven. For some people, sliding through the pitches is very hard because they want to jump from the higher pitch to the lower pitch. You don't want to do that. You want to slide like a siren rather than singing notes. Remember to sigh rather than to sing, and if you don't hit the note at the bottom or at the top, it doesn't matter. It's not a test. Finally, the last point. On a sustained sigh like this, it can be easy to become obsessed with the sound of your voice rather than the feeling of your voice or an idea of what you might be saying with the sigh. If you can think of saying something like, I feel good, or I feel happy, then you can communicate through that. Give yourself an image, think a thought, release how you're feeling through that sigh so that you put a part of yourself into the sound. In other words, say something.